or something.
Wait, Liam.
Oh. If our bad influence is Sean the Trumos here, I guess we're doing okay. No, there are no more sheets. I didn't make enough. That was intentional. In case anyone's offended by it. No, honestly, part of it is that my new computer is not set up to the printer, so it just becomes like a little more annoying. Not so much more annoying. A little more annoying. Yeah. Okay, are we, we start?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking tonight about a very important topic, and that is the question as to whether, is that also, yeah, whether the status of Truma Bisman Hazeh. Part of the goal as far as the opening Shiurim, last week we had a bit of a discussion about Mitzvot HaTuhis Baris in general, and this week we're introducing some ideas about Truma in particular, but we want to sort of contextualize and understand when we talk about Truma, what level of Chiyuv exactly we are talking about. This is going to provide some of the background. In general, this year we're not going to be particularly heavy at all on the halacha l'maisa end, though we may have, you know, here and there, but definitely the sugya is important on a couple of different levels. It's important, first of all, for halacha l'maisa, are we dealing with Yisurei, with the mitzvah, with the Doraisa, with the Darabanan? And second of all, as we'll see, what generates, what impacts the question of whether it's Doraisa or Darabanan, a variety of very important questions for mitzvot HaTuhis Baretz as a whole. So let's get going. In figuring out whether mitzvot HaTuhis Baretz, whether Truma, as an example, Truma, Bisman Hazeh, are we dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanon? So let's start by noting that it's l'chora tali on two factors. Truma, Bisman Beis HaMikdash, Bisman that all of Klal Yisrael is sitting there in Eretz Yisrael appropriately, there's no suffix at all that Truma is d'oraisa, it's psukim in the Torah. The question is, what about nowadays? What is its status? The first issue that seems to be dependent on is a machlokas found in the Gemara in a variety of places. The Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in a couple of different places about the nature of Kedushas Haaretz. The Gemara has a machlokas whether Kedusha Rishona, there were two Kedushas, two times that we were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. For the vast majority of Rishonim, the two times we're referring to are in the time of Yehoshua and the time of Ezra. And the Gemara questions, when Yehoshua was Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, when he sanctified Eretz Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael came there in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. So the Gemara questions, was that act of sanctification done by Yehoshua, was it only L'shaita, was it only temporary at the time when Yehoshua was there, or was it even L'asid Lavu, did that time period of Kedusha, did it actually persist? The Gemara then says that even if Yehoshua's Kedusha was batel, even if Yehoshua's Kedusha did not last, what about when Ezra came back? When Ezra came back, was that Kedusha a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that remains, or was that a Kedusha that was only L'shaita, only when Ezra was there did that Kedusha, wasn't really found, but after that, the Kedusha itself is really gone? That's a discussion, that's a machlokas in the Gemara, which seems to be a machlokas about the following. Bisman Hazeh, was the Kedusha that was brought in at the time of Ezra, is that Kedusha still found in Eretz Yisrael? Just to point out something in case you sort of want your money back. The Ramban and others point out, this is a machlokas specifically about Kedusha in agricultural mitzvos. This is not a machlokas whether Eretz Yisrael Bisman Hazeh is holier than Chutz La'aretz. It is. The only discussion is whether the land of Eretz Yisrael for agricultural mitzvos, is that still considered to be kadosh? And that seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Sefer HaTrumah, Rabbeinu Baruch, holds that the Kedusha is batel. Bisman Hazeh, there is not really Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That's a shita that gets spoken about in the context of Heter Mechira also, but not for now, if you remember from 2 years ago, the Shemitah Shirin, which is, I guess, me. And then for him, it's Pasha, Truma Bisman Hazeh is only Dirabbanan, because there's no Kedusha for agricultural mitzvos Bisman Hazeh. However, according to the Rambam, the Rambam writes in a couple of different places, most famously probably in Hilchos Beis Avchira in Perek Vav, here it's Halachat HaZayin on the sheet, where the Rambam paskins that the Kedusha established by Ezra is a Kedusha that persists. It's a Kedusha that is still around nowadays. Why that Kedusha, Ezra's Kedusha, was different than Yehoshua's, why Yehoshua's was temporary and Ezra's continued. So that's a very well-known discussion as far as what exactly the Rambam means. There's some different approaches in Achronim about that. That's not really our issue for now, as we're trying to focus on some of the more uniquely Trumos things and some of the things that are a little bit less famous. So, as far as the first issue is Truma Bizman Hazeh to Oraisa or Durabanan, the first question to look at, well, is there Kedusha Bizman Hazeh for these mitzvos? If you hold like Rabbeinu Baruch, the answer is no, in which case it's Pasha Trumas Durabanan. But if I'm a Rambam person and a Ravid person, other Rishonim, so there is Kedusha found in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, and it's very likely that Truma could be Doraisa, except there is a second issue that the Rishonim bring up. The Gemara in the second parak of Maseches Ksubis on Daf Chaf Hey, I'm not going to speak about that Gemara too much tonight because you will all, Be'ezra Hashem, see that Gemara in not so long. I don't know, maybe a little bit of time. But the Gemara does have a discussion about Truma is a Doraisa Durabana and is Chala Doraisa Durabana. The Gemara introduces a concept in the context of Chala, the kinds of Chala, where the Gemara says that Chala, even maybe if Truma is Doraisa, Chala may be Midurabanan, because Chala requires something called Bias Kulchem. Chala requires, we'll define this term in a second, but somehow the presence of the vast majority or all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that even if it was sanctified by Ezra and it's still Kadosh, that maybe Bias Kulchem, I'll say the way the Ritva understands it, it's similar to another halacha called Kol Yoshvei Aleha, that the majority of Klal Yisrael has to be in Eretz Yisrael. That is what the Gemara says about Chala. The Rambam, in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Trumos, has a chiddush. The Rambam says, just as Chala requires Bias Kulchem, the majority of Klal Yisrael to be there, so says the Rambam, so does Truma. So does Truma. That if Truma is not going to be Chayav D'Oraisa, even though there's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedusha in the Karka, it's not going to be enough. Sorry, there's not Bias Kulchem, and therefore, says the Rambam, Truma Bizman Hazeh is going to only be D'Rabbanan. The Ravid argues with the Rambam, and the Ravid says, no, Bias Kulchem, all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that's a Chala Halacha. But for Truma, there's no such requirement. Therefore, says the Ravid, Truma Bizman Hazeh is D'Oraisa. Let me just chazer very quickly. So this is some of the gathering the information before I get some of the lumdas. So the gathering the information, we have three main shitas. Rabbeinu Baruch, Truma Bizman Hazeh is Midirabbanan because there is no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael for agricultural purposes. Shita number two, the Rambam, Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanan because even though there is Kedusha, we're lacking Bias Kulchem. And Shita number three is the Shita of the Ravid, that the Ravid maintains that Truma Bizman Hazeh is D'Oraisa. Halacha L'Maisa, what do we say? So if you look in source number seven, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that Truma Bizman Hazeh, it's in Yerodea, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, Truma Bizman Hazeh is not Mida'oraisa because you require Bias Kulchem. The Rama points out that some argue and say Truma Bizman Hazeh is D'Oraisa. Ach lo nahagu chein. But, and the simple pshat in the Rama is, we assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, Truma Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabbanan. Arkan section, the first section of the Shir. Some of the general shitas. Truma Bizman Hazeh, we're dealing with D'Oraisa, we're dealing with Dirabbanan. Yes.
Obvious question, but now that most Jews are Israelites,
so we'll get there. We'll talk about that in a second. First of all, is that? I don't know. That's no, true. No, I think we're on our way to that being true. But
really close.
Yeah, we're on the way being true both because of good birth rate in Israel and unfortunately for the assimilation rate in other places. You know, there's some good and bad reasons why that number may be shifting, but we'll see in a second that it may not really matter that much. Kol Yoshevei Leza Yovel thing, whether it's the same thing as Bias Kulchem or not, we'll speak about in a second. Okay. Let's talk a little bit, section two of the Shir. Let's talk a little bit, there'll be three sections. Section two, we'll talk about the concept of Bias Kulchem. What exactly does that mean and why does that matter? We'll try to highlight three mahalchem about Bias Kulchem, but first, just to get down a little bit of shittas. If there is Kedusha, so why does it matter if all of Klal Yisrael is there or Klal Yisrael is not there? What exactly does it add and what exactly is pshat in it? So let's just get a couple shittas down and then we'll, in general, There seems to be, I would think, as far as what I'm familiar with, three main approaches to the purpose of Bias Kulchem. A lot of the conversation starts with Rishonim arguing about where you have Bias Kulchem. The Rambam says you have it in, the Ravid says it's a unique Chala idea, it's a unique challah idea. The Rambam understands you have it by truma and by challah. The Rambam writes Yir Eli that I think it applies also for maisros. Reb Chaim thinks that according to the Rambam it also applies for shmita. Another reason why Bizman Azeh is in a lot of implications. We do only be the Rabbanan. But let's understand a little bit what's really going on behind this. What's the idea of Bias Kulchem? So three main Mahalchem. Mahalch number one, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in his tshuvas understands the following. He thinks that Bias Kulchem is just an external tnai. There is full Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. There's enough Kedusha for mitzvot atzluyos ba'aretz. But there's a gezeiras hakasav. The pasuk says in regards to challah kisavo that you require bias kulchem. That is a sufficient amount. That's all that you have to have most of Klai Yisrael there. And the Beis Halevi says kipshuto that all it is some form of an external tnai. It's not inherent to the kedusha at all. If that's true for the Beis Halevi, it's just some sort of an external tnai. So then it's going to be hard to figure out why does it apply in some case, not other case. It's all some sort of Xavier Sakasa. Reb Chaim, in both Reb Chaim, look at the sheet, in Shulchan 15, in Shmita V'Yovel, as well as in Hilchos Trumos, offers the following chiddush about Bias Kulchem, and it's a very, very important one. Reb Chaim says like this. First of all, Bias Kulchem is not all of Klai Yisrael, or the majority of Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Not like what the way the Ritva explains it in Ksubis, that it's most of it's Klai Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Chaim, Bias Kulchem is that the majority of Klai Yisrael is there at the time when they are Mikadesh Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, it's that I require them, the majority, to be there when Ezra came back to be Mikadesh. But it's not about once the majority comes, suddenly it's all Doraisa. Bias Kulchem is when they come, what's the pshat? So it says Reb Chaim as follows. What does Bias Kulchem accomplish? Happens to be a very powerful idea. Very powerful idea. So it says Reb Chaim, there's Kedusha that comes that Ezra established. There's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. However, says Reb Chaim, Bias Kulchem adds an extra degree of Kedusha. And certain halachos require not just a regular form of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, but an extra form of Kedusha. An extra form of Kedusha. And Bias Kulchem is not some sort of an external tenai. Bias Kulchem is what is necessary to Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Meaning as follows. Part of what, says Reb Chaim, brings extra Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael is the presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That what makes Eretz Yisrael most holy is us being there. Often we think about it in the opposite direction. That Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, and therefore I want to be in Eretz Yisrael. Many people that want the schus of being here, so relate to it that way. Mitzvah, the place is Kadosh, and because the place is Kadosh, then it'll have more mitzvos, and then we're going to want to come here for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says Reb Chaim, it also works the opposite direction. Bias Kulchem means we have to be at the original act of sanctification. When Klal Yisrael is there, we are actually Mosif Kedusha in the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. Our presence changes things. So says Reb Chaim. A quick parenthesis. Rosenzweig has a bit of a different theory, which is part of a larger discussion between Chala and Truma. Rosenzweig thinks that it does add Kedusha, but it doesn't add Kedusha in the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. It adds Kedusha to the general Makom of Eretz Yisrael. And that certain halachas like Truma and Chala are less based on the actual Karka, and they're more based on the place of Eretz Yisrael. Rosenzweig does that. Why he explains or how he explains it, we'll speak about in a couple minutes. But that was just conclusion of part two. Let's chazer what we did so far tonight. We tried to highlight as far as the status of Truma Bizman Hazeh. We have a machlokas, is it Doraisa Dorabanan? The machlokas is telling whether there's Kedusha agricultural in the Karka Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh. And the second factor we spoke about is the din of Bias Kulchem. Is there a need for Bias Kulchem? That was part one. Part two was, well, what is Bias Kulchem? So for the Ritvan Ksubis, it means that there's a lot of Jews in Eretz Yisrael at any given time. And for some, it's an external tanai. For Reb Chaim, it has to be dafka at the time that you're makdish Eretz Yisrael. And at the time that I'm makdish Eretz Yisrael, if most Jews are there, the land becomes even more holy. Again, parentheses, to keep on reminding ourselves, any machlokas about whether there's kedusha in Eretz Yisrael is all about agricultural things. No one's questioning Bisman Hazeh whether Eretz Yisrael is more kadosh than other places. There is no discussion about that. Though, if I recall correctly, there is nowhere. One of the halach points is that there is written nowhere in Tanakh that Eretz Yisrael is kadosh. That's not written anywhere in Tanakh, but it is mufurash in Mishnayos in Maseches Kelim. Of that, there is absolutely no debate. Part 3. How are you doing time-wise? Perfect. It's late. Part 3. The Rambam Shita. There is something fascinating about the Rambam Shita, and it happens to be there's some great lumdas here. The Rambam holds, like we saw, that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Dirabbanan. The problem is that the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros implies differently. If you look at the Rambam, it is... Assuming I'm able to turn the page in a normal way. I'm not. The Rambam in source number 19. The Rambam is talking about a sugya, comes up in Maseches Yuma. Let's say someone is sick, and they have to violate certain averas. So the halacha is, ma'achil and oso, we give ma'kal ha'kal tchila. If someone has to violate Yisurim because they're sick, so we initially like to give them the lowest level iser. And depending on what they need. So if we have a choice between two Isurim, and as an example, one is an Isur Durabbanan to violate, and one is an Isur D'Oraita, the guy's sick, he has to violate one of them, so obviously we'll tell the guy, go violate the Isur Durabbanan instead of violating the Isur D'Oraita. Make sure to keep it, violate the less Chamor Avera. That makes a lot of sense. The Rambam comes along, so the following case. You have a guy who's sick, and he has to eat food, and there are two choices of what he could eat. He could either eat nevela. Nevela is a dead animal that was not shechted properly, or is not shechted at all. An animal that died without shechita. That animal is usher to eat nevela. Nevela is also mitame. He then has his other option, is the option of eating tevel. Food that truma was not taken off from. We would have assumed that since Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam Paskins, truma is dirabbanan, tevel is dirabbanan, that we would tell them, well, go take the tevel and don't eat the nevela because tevel is only midrabbanan. However, that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, Ketzad, Halacha Yitzayin there, Hayu lefaneinu tevel v'nevela, you have a choice of eating food where chuma wasn't taken from or nevela, ma'achilin oso nevela tchila, sha'tevel b'misa, tevel is a more chamor avera. That comes with the chi of misa. So better to have the nevela than to have the tevel. Ask the no de Yehuda there in source number 20. Madura Kaman or Achayim Simin Lamed Vav asks the no de Yehuda, what is pshat in the Rambam Shita? If truma is really a dirabbanan bizman hazeh, so why is the Rambam saying that it's more chamor and I should have nevela before I have truma? Who cares that truma is? Who cares that truma is bimisa? That's only when it's d'oraisa, bimisman hazeh, it's only d'rabbanan. What is pshat in the Rambam? Could do a quick 1, 2, and 3 for those that are familiar. Great. There are three answers to the question. It happens to be the tricky part is that the more lumdish they get, the harder it is to accept within different Rambams. But we'll start with the least lumdish, and we'll go from there. Rav Avadia wrote a series of Sfarim called Chazon Avadia. Most of them are on the Moadim. There's a volume he put out called On Trumos V'Maisros. Rav Avadia writes in the Hagdama, when he was younger, he learned in a Beis Medrash, Hilchos, Mitzvah L'Tulis Ba'aretz. It was a Beis Medrash with a lot of major Talmidei Chachamim there. It was under, on some level, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was a major. And he published it saying, we found some of my Kisvayat, some of his writings from when he was much, much younger. And they put out those writings on Trumos V'Maisros. Rav Avadia thinks that the real pshat is, and it's not a brisker or lumdish pshat, he just thinks it's the only pshat that actually works, is that ein hachinami. What the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros was talking about fundamentally what would be the case, bizman beis hamikdash, bizman that we have full kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. However, says Rav Avadia, the Rambam never meant that bizman hazeh you would eat nevelah before tevel. Bizman hazet only derabanan, meaning einachanami. It's a great kasha, but you got to reread a little bit the Rambam there in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. There's no way that the Rambam actually meant that. Impossible, meaning he's keeping chuma aleph chavav. It's only derabanan, and he's rereading Machalos Asuros. There's no way that's what's actually present there in Machalos. It means that that's when it's the oraisa. A second mahalach that Rav Avadya quotes is a mahalach that you find part of in both the Netziv in Merome Sada in Kiddushin and Chavav, as well as a rugged sharp of the Tapas Paneach and Hilchos Trumos, where they both maintain as follows. This Rav Avadya all quotes, and some connect explicitly to the Rambam, that when the Rambam says, got to reread Hilchos Trumos, when the Rambam says that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, not so fast. It's only, we'll speak about this a future week. Do I have to take off truma? I have produce here. If I want to eat the food, I have to separate some of the truma and give it to a kohen. But am I allowed to decide that I don't care about my produce? I'll just let it sit there and let it rot. Or is there really a mitzvah to be mafresh? Is it only if I want to eat, or is it a mitzvah to be mafresh? That's an important shaila. Say the rugged shavur and the netziv. Bizman hazeh, what the Rambam means, is the chiyuv to be mafresh. The chiyuv to be mafresh is only midirabanan. However, a wild idea. If I decide to be mafresh, then it has a chalos de oraisa. If I decide to be mafresh, then it attains the status of a de oraisa. There are internal reasons why the rugged shavur and the netziv want to suggest that. But as Rav Avadya points out, it's very hard to think that's pshat in the Rambam in Machalos Asuros. Anyone know why?
Tevel.
Because the Rambam's not talking about a case where you were mafresh. The Rambam's talking about tevel, a case where I have not yet been mafresh. So if it's really dirabanan, that should still be dirabanan, even according to this pshat. So I'll share with you a third mahalach, meaning, if the Rambam understands that Shumas derabanan bizman hazeh, why does he say it's more chamor than nevela? Nevela is the oraisa. What's he talking about? So Rav Avadya says, no, the Rambam means bizman hazeh nechinami. He meant bizman based on mikdash. Bizman based on mikdash, it's more chamor. The second idea, based on the netziv and the rugged shavur, is that the Rambam we're talking about there is talking about when I was mafresh. The problem is, the Rambam doesn't really say that. There are other problems also with it. The third mahalach is an interesting one. It does not. We have to see if it fits with all of the Rambams. But let's start like this. Rosenzweig once pointed out it's a beautiful ha'ara. Whenever we learn Rambam, we're trying to pay attention to two things. One is what the Rambam says, and the second thing is where the Rambam places it. The Rambam spent a lot of time, unlike Torah Shebaal Peh, where there's a lot of discussion how things got organized in Torah Shebaal Peh. A lot of discussion about how things got organized in Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam is very open. They try to organize and structure things as much as possible. And Rosenzweig once noted that the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Trumos is fascinating for how he presents it. The Rambam usually in the beginning of Halachos tells us the status of the Halacha. So Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, if you look on the sheet, source number 5, he says, Trumos and Ma'isos ain't a nogim min HaTorah el b'Eretz Yisrael bin b'fnei abayis, b'in sol b'fnei abayis. Trumos and Ma'isos are only true in Eretz Yisrael. When I read Halacha Aleph, I think that even Bizman HaZeh, it's Chal d'Oraisa. I then keep on reading Hilchos Trumos, and then I'm in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. And the Rambam there establishes, Halacha Hey, source number 9, that the Kedusha that Ezra established still applies nowadays. There's still Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So I'm reading all the first parak of Hilchos Trumos, and I'm under the impression as I learn it that Truma is all D'oraisa. Suddenly comes along the Rambam at the way end of Perek Aleph in Halacha Chavav, and then the Rambam qualifies it. And the Rambam says, oh, by the way, everything I taught you in the first 25 halachos, where it sounded like it was d'oraisa, it happens to only be d'rabbanan because of bias kulcha. Very, very strange. The Rambam is the master at structuring things in an intelligent way, and he seems to mislead you for the first 25 halachas before he comes along there and he clarifies for you, by the way, it happens to only be mid'rabbanan. One of the things that may point out, one of them may point to a little bit, is that even if lemaisa, truma, is dirabanan bizman hazeh, there's a... I was talking with Rav Amital about this, so he pointed out that there's a chazanish in a couple of places, and that Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom, in his sefer, in a very important sefer he wrote on the halachas of checking food for bugs, Lachem Yela Achla, has a very important footnote and section about this. Unfortunately, since I spoke to him today, it was a bit of a busy day, and I didn't have a chance to track on the sefer. It has a long discussion about this. It's not a chornish question. I think Shimon and Shariosh talks about it. There are certain dirabanans that are not regular dirabanans. Often, we live in a world where there are dine d'oraisa and safek d'oraisa l'chumra, and there are dine d'rabanan and safek d'rabanan l'kula. And when we think about in between categories, we'll think about maybe different Kabbalah, or like a halacha mos misinai, maybe is somewhere, it's d'oraisa, maybe it's somewhere. Certain halachas, you have situations where something really should have been d'oraisa, it was originally d'oraisa, and it just for more technical reasons got knocked down a level to a derabanan. And the Chazanist suggests that sometimes when that happens, another Achron happened also, that when that happens, it even though it's technically derabanan, it retains some of its status as like a d'oraisa. We still treat it with a certain added additional element of chumrah. Where do we see this? I'll just give you an example of where we see it. We paskin bizman hazeh that truma is dirabanan. Simple pshat, Ravadia points out in Shulchan Aruch, based on halacha of Breira, is that that means when it comes to truma bizman hazeh, safek dirabanan lekula. Any halach discussions we have about truma, so lich ora we should be makil safek dirabanan lekula. But, says the Mishneh Lemelech, not so fast. Truma, even though it's dirabanan, this truma, suffik dirabanan, but lechumra. Here we're going to be extra machmir. We're going to treat it with an extra level, an extra degree of severity. It's possible that even if truma technically is dirabanan, still at its core, at its yisod, it should have been a d'oraisa, and it still retains certain d'oraisa elements, which is possibly why the Rambam begins Hilchos Shurmos, giving us the impression it's d'oraisa, and that there is full kedusha in the karka. He just happens to qualify it at the end, because tachlis, it is d'rabanan, but it retains a lot of the status in the chumrah. That idea is still somewhat vague. We'd have to pin it down by going through all the Rambams. L'inyan, what is it really d'rabanan? L'inyan, what is it d'oraisa? Certainly this model, I think the Beis HaLevi has it also, that there's certain d'rabanans that have a character on some level of a d'oraisa is something which is very, very important for us to retain. Let me chazer and end with a thought. We saw tonight three sections. Truma, Bizman Hazeh. Section number one, what is its status? Again, this is just a hakdama. We're laying some groundwork. It's some of the background so we can speak about things as we move through the mitzvah. But we saw tonight three shitas. Is it d'oraisa d'rabanan? D'rabanan because there's no kedusha agriculturally in the karka. Part number two, it's d'rabanan because no bias kulchem. Or the rival shita, it's actually d'oraisa bizman hazeh. We paskin d'rabanan. Section number two, bias kulchem. What is bias kulchem? So we focus tonight on the ritva. It's more that when all of Klai Yisrael is here, suddenly certain mitzvahs come. It's more because there's a kasa of maybe one model. Second, for b'chayim, bias kulchem. At the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, because Jews in Eretz Yisrael, at the right time, are most of Kedusha, even to the Karak of Eretz Yisrael. The third thing to point out is that even if it's Dirabanan, there is some ambiguity in the Rambam. Is this a regular Dirabanan? Is this a regular Dirabanan? Or even though it's Dirabanan, we're living in a reality where we're very much influenced by the fact that originally it was D'oraisa, and there's really full Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. It happens to be it's lacking a component of Bias Kulchem, but maybe there are still some remnants of its original D'oraisa status, and treating it in a more chamor way. We spoke about this last week a little bit. Part of the value of learning about Zrayim is to open our, familiarize ourselves with certain concepts, and to open doors as far as an appreciation of things. One of the things we mentioned last week was that learning things like Zrayim, if it's done correctly, this is again a little bit of a Rav Rosenzweig idea, has the capacity to help us appreciate in a different way what it means that there's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Some of these halachas have the opportunity to change a little bit the way that we appreciate the zchus of being in Eretz Yisrael. I think the Reb Chaim is not, even the whole notion of a Bias Kulchem, even not like Reb Chaim, is a very important idea. Our presence in Eretz Yisrael, matters, it increases, has the potential to increase the level of Kedusha that is here. We benefit from the Kedusha here. We also have the opportunity to contribute to it. It's a very healthy relationship in many areas, that to benefit from something and to also contribute to it. That kind of a relationship is very important. Maybe Bizocha, that Shuma is a real De'oraisa. Bias Kulchem. Everything should be there. Shkai, guys, have a great night.